Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Just in, Barbara Walters, one of America's television's most prominent interviewers and the first woman to anchor an evening news broadcast, has died. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Barbara Walters' book, How to Talk with Practically Anybody About Practically Anything, was a bestseller. Not surprising, considering that Walters was famous for her gets. Interviews with elusive celebrities and newsmakers, most done for ABC. From Johnny Carson.
I know you don't like personal questions, and I will honor that. So I will start by asking
to Castro.
We do not have your same conceptions.
To Monica Lewinsky.
Did you ever think about Hillary Clinton?
When Barbara Walters sat down for interviews, millions sat down to watch. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Barbara Walters was 93. A major break in the November murders of four Idaho college students. CBS News' Dina Demetrius has the latest.
Authorities arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger in eastern Pennsylvania Friday in connection with the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students.
Since November, we have remained laser-focused on pursuing every lead in our pursuit of justice for the victims and their families.
The development is the biggest in the case since the November 13th fatal stabbings of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Ethan Chapin, and Zanna Kernodal.
Brian Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania, where he lives. He's being held for extradition to Idaho on a warrant for first-degree murder. An extradition hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. There have been 43 canceled flights at Southwest Airlines today, according to FlightAware. It's a huge difference from the thousands of daily cancellations by the airline this week. Southwest officials said they had planned to return to normal operations today. CBS's Michael George.
What a difference a day makes.
We got the one flight, I think, that left out of Denver, and our flight this morning so far is on time.
For the first time in almost a week, Southwest Airlines flight cancellations below 50%, with a little more than 40 flights stuck on the tarmac.
The Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee has released 6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns. The former president fought to keep them secret. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
The Democrats say the returns revealed Trump wasn't audited by the IRS as he claimed and as was expected of the IRS during much of the presidency. Trump, in a recorded statement, called the release a political attack.
The seizure of these confidential records was completely unconstitutional. There is no legitimate legislative purpose for their action. And if you look at what they've done, it's so sad for our country.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 12. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Chance of snow showers tomorrow night, 27. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. It ain't a freak fest. That's hard for me to say. Freak Fest.
Freak Fest.
You've clearly attended more freaky festivals.
Hey,
than
man, let your freak flag fly, Crudy.
I remember being a young man when going to Madison was everything. For Halloween, you wanted to be here. Although I had a wonderful time in La Crosse for many, many Halloweens.
You're welcome.
Don, but most fun costume you've ever worn for the big Halloween. And I know Monday's Halloween. We got a Halloween show. We won't linger here too long. But you ever have any fun with the costumes?
Oh, man, it's... I'm glad you asked that question, Crudy.
Are you?
Many years ago, so I went out and went to one of the Halloween stores several years ago. Bought a couple, like, stupid costumes because I got to, you know, go out and do something. One was a milk carton that you put over your head and your face is, like, missing, right? So that was nice and easy, stupid, this little hat kind of thing. The other one was a mug of beer, like a foam mug of beer that I would be in. And so I wore this thing out. I mean, I'm a mug of beer, easy enough. Well, I had my hair down, and all of a sudden people on Brady Street started, like, yelling at me, "Hey! It's Beer Jesus."
At the time, you had extremely long hair.
Yes, it was very long. And I had my hair down. I had my beer mug outfit on.
You hadn't worked in like a decade.
And I was identified by many, many others that night as Beer Jesus. And from then, from that day forward, Beer Jesus has always made an appearance on Brady Street.
How can you be Beer Jesus and an atheist, though? You don't believe in yourself. And I know that's not true because I've known you a long time. And if there's anything you don't lack for, it's belief in self.
I'm overcompensating, Crudy.
You know, we'll take some calls here as well. And if you want to have some fun this hour, you know, it's Friday, man.
We should have some fun.
We should have some fun.
Somebody should have some fun.
Fun costumes. Let me tell you mine.
Uh-oh.
Transvestite. I don't think that's what they would call it. I actually dressed up as a woman, but you know how it would be characterized by Ted Cruz or Ron Johnson.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got a furry outfit on and you're taking a dump in a litter box.
You'd be in college, right? No, that never happened.
Okay.
Just for the record. I've never, you know, been into the furry stuff. I feel too confined. I'm like you. I'd rather be naked than confined in fur or whatever. But I did go as a woman one year in lacrosse.
And so what is that? Like wig and skirt?
Oh,
and
yeah. The whole nine. Better than that, though. The fun part, quite frankly, really pretty girl from the drama department did my makeup. And, you know, did it like I was going on stage, big rosy cheeks. And, you know, I mean, I was a pretty woman, let me tell you. That. I don't recall. I might have had the fake lashes, but I was the belle of the ball that night.
I bet you were.
Everybody talked to me. The boys wanted me. The girls wanted me.
Did you shave your legs, Curdy?
I did not. I didn't have them sticking out. I was, well, you know, I'm not a real furry guy. Not below the knees. So, no, that wasn't terrible. I did have a skirt on. Sort of a sarong, if you know what I'm saying. And I was walking around, I think, probably in, you know, just shoes, no socks. You know, I didn't know what the custom was when you wore
a skirt. No heels, so you were wearing flats.
No, I wasn't flat. You wouldn't know me now. I'd be dead if I'd have worn heels that night. Or, you know, I'd be the one-legged man or something. But I do recall as much, and, oh, I failed to mention, volleyball boobs.
Volleyball?
Yeah, I was quite buxom. Quite
curvy. Very curvy.
But I could tell.
What'd you do about that flat ass, man?
It is what it is, man. Besides, they were all just in it for the pretty face.
Yeah, right. I hear you,
my
man.
My eyes are up here. But that was a really fun year. I just remembered that was a fun one. I remember, like, toga party year. I don't know. Halloween's always been a fun.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It's an adult holiday. I mean, suddenly it's sexy everything, right?
Everyone's sexy doctor, yeah, sexy cop,
slutty
sexy
radio
zombie.
Host, whatever the case may be.
I'm going this year as a slutty.
Toga. I did have a great time the year the toga party happened in college. You might not have been at that one.
It's a little bit of a blur these days, Curdy.
It all is. 844-967-2789. Here's where another place where you and I differ in that I still have memories of our college years. And really, you know, earlier today, yesterday, what we talked about this week, I have a clearer sense of what that might be. But Tom, the difference between you and I don't tweet and you do. You're a Twitter guy. Much more so than I can't say I've never
tweeted.
The
Hootsuite, man. So the Hootsuite jumps up and gets on the Twitter and on the Facebook. So, yes.
Most people, you know, there are boomers going right now, what the hell is this kid talking about?
Boomers? Hell, there's kids going right now. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing Hootsuite. Talking about? Hootsuite.
I never quite got, I remember early on in the whole Hootsuiting process where you could post something on Facebook and also on another platform like Twitter. And you would have to put the at symbols in there.
Yes.
Dom would post stuff on our Facebook page like at Mark Pocan, at Devil Radio.
Right, identifying the topic. Sure. Right. Make it easy for folks. Let them know they're being tagged. Yeah.
Quite hard for me to read, though. You know, it would be confusing. I didn't know everyone via Twitter handle at that time. Now, at least I'm cognizant of the fact they exist.
Just in time for Elon Musk to buy it and ruin it.
I know. And will Donald Trump rejoin Twitter? Now, I did see a statement, and I wanted to go over to Fox News today to see if they were talking about the Paul Pelosi being, you know, struck down by a guy looking for his wife. But this supposed, all we know is he was posting conspiracy theories, anti-COVID theories, and came looking for Nancy Pelosi.
Conspiracy memes, anti-COVID, 2020 election, January 6th. Yeah, I mean.
And then violently struck Paul Pelosi in the head, and he has subsequently gone in for skull surgery. It's now being reported as. Police have issued reports. But, I mean, political violence, I don't think you can call it anything but that, Dom.
Right. More political violence.
And I mean, this was basically as Elon Musk was closing on Twitter, And Elon Musk calls himself a free speech absolutist. But he claims, you know, he doesn't want Twitter to become a hate speech hellscape.
Something a hellscape, like yeah, something like that, yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, then you can't let a guy like Donald Trump back on. Donald Trump had, you know, millions and millions of followers. Probably a third of them bots, but so what? Still had a very powerful following on Twitter. I know we followed the former president when he was still on the platform. Now, let me tell you what he's saying today, because different tune. You know, Donald Trump loved his Twitter account. And this country was chaotic. We had to react. The media reacted.
We are
the
world still chaotic. Reacted
every
it's
time
still chaotic.
Donald Trump tweeted, though. I mean, literally, the guy would sit on his toilet in the morning and affect foreign policy. But here's what he said. Trump to stay on his Truthy Social amid Elon Musk Twitter takeover. Well, he's just trying to get paid, right? But let me tell you what he had to say about this big acquisition. Musk on Thursday completed his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter, overpaid, tweeting before midnight that the bird is freed, and updating his bio to designate himself as Chief Twit.
Freebird?
Freebird, yeah.
Is that Freebird, man?
Turn it up. In an exclusive interview with Fox News Digital on Friday, the former president, Donald Trump, said, "I like Elon, and I wish him a lot of luck. I hope he does well with it." However, Trump added, "I don't think Twitter can be successful without me." Now, should Musk lift Trump's lifetime ban on Twitter, again, for inciting a mob on January 6th?
Well, right, I mean, but it's also not just a murderous mob. There was a point to it. And the point is very important. I mean, you could incite a mob to go out and get Jimmy out of the well, right? That's something you could do. Or you could inspire the mob to go and try to stop the peaceful transfer of power and overtake the government. And that's what that mob did.
Well, this was more on the pitchforks and torches time in America spectrum of the mob. The former president's account would technically be active. Trump declined to comment on if he would ever use it again. You know he will. You know he will. Donald Trump's going to be back on Twitter 15 minutes after it's permitted. Musk has suggested he would loosen content moderation practices for Twitter and would eliminate lifetime bans from the platform. But Trump told the Foxy News Digital that the new policy will not affect how he uses social media. "I'm staying on Truthy. I like it better. I like the way it works. I like a lot, but I'm staying on Truth," he told the Fox News Digital. I don't think he told the truth, Tom. You know, maybe he stays on Truth, but, you know, he's going to cheat on Twitter.
Right, and hoot-sweets it to Twitter.
Snapchat?
I'm got a MySpace on there, too. Give me an AOL chat room, baby.
I'm on Signal now. I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I'm on it. Signal me, 844-967. No, don't signal the number there, because you'll be very confused. The only one that gets that number is this greatest radio show ever. And also, are we back to accepting text? Do we ever stop accepting them?
Does anybody read the text? That's the question.
I think Evan does. I really feel like
okay,
Evan
all right, good.
In the homework. I less so. It's a Bomboween weekend.
Oh,
Friday night.
Love this. Halloween, baby.
I know. I'm not really into the scary, though. I'm more of a...
It's because you're kind of a wuss.
Great pumpkin sort of guy.
Charlie Brown.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll have a little fun and take your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Hey, man, is that Freebird? Yeah, man. Well, turn it up, man.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Taking your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the phones, Dom, and our fair audience. I believe Mark's been a very patient man. Mark, welcome back from the SAC. Happy Obama-ween weekend to you.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, it's Dom was bringing up the one who is, you know, doesn't want everybody to vote. Just rings to mind, you know, Paul Weyrich's quote, not wanting everybody to vote, and their success goes up as our the voting populace goes down. Unless you can condemn that comment, unless you can completely and unqualifiedly condemn the conduct on January 6th and Trump's behavior around it, you have no business in public life. If you're running for public service, you take an oath to the Constitution, and to uphold that Constitution, and put other interests aside when you do that. Unless you can do that, you have no business being in public office.
No, I swear I'll do the best for Michaels Corporation after I win.
Yeah, Mark, but Cleta Mitchell, you know, she's an attorney. She's not running for office, or at least not that I'm aware of. She, you know, supports these kinds of causes. But I do find it supremely offensive, just on the sense of well, you know, people are not educated on the issues. And no doubt, you know, there's no question that we could all use a bit more. But there's, you know, it's a scale though, man. You know, hey, do you want clean water? Do you want a fair tax system? Do you want representation? Do you want it easy to vote? You know, there's certain basic things that some political parties are more for than others, Mark. And so I don't know if Cleta Mitchell is down on how much CO2 can be in the air, or Cleta Mitchell's down with all the trade practices of international business, or if Cleta Mitchell knows how to dig a fence post. You know what I'm saying? So everyone's got their skills. Everyone's got their own interpretations of what's important to them, Mark. And for someone to stand up and say, oh, these people are just too dumb to vote. Well, number one, you know, when people are always got their head down trying to get from one day to the next, it's really hard to find and carve out the time to make that dedication to educate yourself on those. Then you got to sift through all the BS and all the activists like Cleta Mitchell, who is actively trying to get people like you not to vote, Mark.
Well, I've already voted, and if I was confronted by somebody at the polls when I was trying to vote, I'd say step aside and get out of my way and I'm going to exercise my franchise here. And if I felt it all threatened in any way at all, I'd say, okay, I'm calling the police and you're going to be arrested for threatening me. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to confront these people, and any threat has to be taken completely seriously, and you can't just give it a pass. You say, nope. This person just threatened me. How do I know this person's not going to be waiting outside now with a gun? And that, because that's what's happening down in Arizona. The guys in masks with ARs, and they're sitting there, and the cops aren't just busting those people.
Well, lawsuits have been filed in those cases, and I know that this is what the Republicans are trying to do. I think it's a waste of time, obviously, because there's nothing to catch.
Federal judge would not stay today. That was being reported by the Post a little bit earlier. At least the push message. Didn't read past the headline, though, I'll admit. 844-967-2789. Maybe Rich from Arizona's read past the headlines. Rich, just talking about perhaps voter intimidation in your state. You expect to see armed men at the polling place?
I'm never scared when I go to the polling places, so it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is my grievance. You're going to visit Barack Obama tomorrow.
We are, sir.
Tell him, remind him that he still owes me like about $2,000, and he refuses to pay me.
Rich, why would Barack Obama owe you $2,000 unless it started with like a quarter you loaned him and you've added some vig on? What happened? Why does Obama owe you money?
Because the history is that Bush gave me a $300 stimulus check. The following year, Obama gave me a $200 stimulus check. And the following 7 years in office, he refused to give me more stimulus checks. And it adds up to close to $2,000. So that's what he owes me. So when you see him tomorrow, remind him that he still owes me about $2,000. And start.
But Rich, didn't Trump and then Biden, kind of make up for that?
No, I need the cold cash.
Rich, are you advocating for more free stuff from the government?
Well, of course. I'm a progressive liberal. Of course.
Rich, I think you tease us a bit. 844-967-2789.
Free weed.
Well, that was promised, and I do want to hold Mark Pocan to that. Rich, here's my promise to you. If Barack Obama's looking for random loudmouths just to pipe up during the rally and ask whether or not Rich in Arizona's owed a couple grand, I'm your guy. But only if the opportunity presents.
He'd pay Rich and make Mexico pay for it.
That's the next guy's policy. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good. This morning, I watched historian John Meacham on Morning Joe.
I'm glad you're talking about morning TV and not other radio products, but go ahead.
I thought he was a little over the top because he was talking about the 1860s, 1932, and 1968 and where they all fit in to where they are now or where we are now. And he goes, Herbert Hoover lost in 1932, but he never contested the election. And Hubert Humphrey lost in a razor-thin election, second closest to the 2000 election, and nothing like that ever happened. And then they talked about 68 with all the horrible times that were going on. And none of this went on, and then this thing happens today. And I guess what I'm trying to say, guys, is they were saying none of these other people ever said, I won.
Dick, you make an excellent point, but around the 1968 time frame, certainly plenty of political assassinations. And this lone wolf, let's hope, this attack on Paul Pelosi, the speaker's husband, let's hope it's not a fatal attack. Come back with us. More of the Happier Happy Hour, the Friday edition, working towards the weekend.
And I didn't know that we were doing free weed either. That's breathtaking.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
Then I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that Mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 12. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Chance of snow showers tomorrow night, 27. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Space, Lord, mother.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour, the Friday edition. We'll get you home safe or off to a playoff high school football game. Tune in wherever you're at. The Civic Media app will take you there. Also, I think we got Badger hockey going on tonight in the network. WFHR, you can stream it. And Dom, Heapman Brothers, originating from the studios here in Madison. You know, we got fine programming all across the network. Tomorrow, Obama Ween Dom. We got Barack Obama, the former president, in Milwaukee, in your backyard, or at least, you know, down the road. North Division High School. We'll broadcast it live on the Civic Media app. Tell all your friends, no Badger football. Tune in for Obama. And then, you know, maybe off to the Halloween party. It just won't be a freaky festival.
Yeah, get out and vote. Grab some other people. Get them out to vote. Early voting is on. Get out and go do it.
Dominic, we will take more calls. Maybe not at this moment. 844-967-2789. Paul Waldman has a piece at the Washington Post. I want to bring it to your attention. I don't care much about what anyone says on Twitter. No offense to the blue checks. I just don't give a damn. And I think many in, you know, middle America, rural America, they don't care either. I think that right-wing talk radio could be a very powerful influence. I'd like to think that civic media, we're trying to grow the scope of our influence all across the great state of Wisconsin, all across rural parts of the state, and of course here in the cities. I live in Madison, you're in Milwaukee. But a lot of my friends, they aren't. You know, they don't want the high rents, the high taxes. They move out. They move out closer to where they grew up, closer to home, closer to the farm, whatever the case may be. And Waldman points out, we've been told a lie about rural America. I'd like to maybe re-headline this. You know what? Democrats have delivered for rural America. But that's not the way Republicans tell it, and that's not the way often that rural America votes. But let me tell you a little something, Dom. There's a story Republicans tell about the politics of rural America, one aimed at both rural people and the rest of us. It goes like this. Those coastal urban elitist Democrats look down their noses at you, but the GOP has got your back. They hate you. We love you. They ignore you. We're working for you. Whatever you do, don't even think about voting for a Democrat. Or a Demorat, as they'd probably say. And for the most part, they don't. Donald Trump won 71% of white rural votes in 2020, a significant improvement over the 62% he got in 2016. Ooh. You know, the numbers are getting worse, Tom. The story pervades our discussion of the rural-urban divide in U.S. politics, but it's fundamentally false. The reality is complex, but one thing you absolutely cannot say is that Democrats don't try to help rural America. In fact, they probably work harder at it than Republicans do. I'm not sure what Republicans work hard at other than trying to overturn the last elective cycle. Back to Waldman's piece. Let's talk about just one area that has been a particular interest to Democrats and to rural people themselves. Dom, I mention this often, high-speed internet access, a problem that's addressed by hundreds of millions of dollars in funding that the Biden administration announced this week. The problem is straightforward. The less dense an area is, the harder it is for private companies to make a profit providing internet service. Laying a mile of fiber optic cable to reach 100 apartment buildings is a lot more efficient than laying a mile of cable to reach one family farm. So you need government to fill the gaps. That's because the lack of high-speed service makes it harder to start and sustain any kind of businesses, have schools access the information students need, and allow people many of the basic pleasures of modern life, like rewatching all six seasons of Peaky Blinders. I'm not familiar, Dom. That must be
Oh, yeah, it's good. You should watch it.
I know, you're mostly in it for the, you know, the fast download.
When you think of the reference of Donald Trump burying his ex-wife in at the golf course, and then, you know, what, perhaps putting some secret documents in the grave, that's a Peaky Blinder game.
That is an interesting theme. Dom, a little bit more here, and then maybe you can carry a little of your weight. the Biden administration.
It's getting more heavy these days.
The Biden administration has now rolled out $759 million in new grants and loans for building rural broadband. This money came from the infrastructure bill, but the other big spending bills President Biden signed, the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, also had a wealth of money and programs specifically targeted to rural areas. And while those programs cover a variety of needs, broadband is particularly visible. The administration is using the money to fund rural broadband broadband projects from Alaska to Michigan to Minnesota to Oregon. And of course, when there's federal money provided by Democrats over the objection of Republicans,
yeah,
and when it comes to red states, Republican officials rush to take credit for it.
Oh, you know they do, Curdy. Paul Waldman at the Post. This isn't new or unusual. Every Democratic presidential campaign puts out a plan for rural America. The Biden administration created the Rural Partners Network to coordinate executive branch initiatives affecting rural Americans. Every big spending bill, Democrats write, makes sure to direct money to address the needs of rural areas. Liberals sometimes say rural dwellers have been fooled into voting Republican and therefore against their economic interests based on social issues such as abortion or LGBTQ rights. And that's not the argument I'm making here. It's legitimate to put those issues first if that's what you care most about. If you live in rural Kansas and your opposition to abortion is profoundly important to you, it would be unreasonable to expect you to support the pro-abortion rights party even if it brought broadband to your town. But it would be wrong to ignore the extremely hard work Democrats do to improve the lives of rural Americans, even as they don't win most of their votes. We could argue about the value of different programs or economic policies in such areas, but you can't say Democrats are not trying. And that's all the more notable because Democrats are, in fact, a primarily urban and suburban party. Even if they don't campaign in rural areas as much as they should, when it comes to governing, they do just about everything they can to help rural America. This doesn't work politically, partly because of cultural issues, but also because of the power of the story of liberal disdain for rural folks. We pretty much own rural and small-town America, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier this year. Not only is he right, but Republicans know they don't have to do much of anything to maintain that support. So, if nothing else, we ought to give Democrats credit for working to improve the lives of rural Americans, even if the people who benefit probably won't. And if they voted, Crudy, for Trump at a percentage of, what, 71% in 2020, they probably won't.
844-967-2789. Now, we try to be a town hall of sorts here, but we, you know, do reserve the right to throw any of our callers out on their asses if we don't appreciate their tone or anything else.
Well, you know what? Before we take any callers here, I know we got some sound of Joe Biden. I mean, the GDP numbers came out yesterday, 2.6%.
No recession.
Higher than the 2.3 projected. You know, still some headwinds, but better than expected. And that's a great thing for everybody, right? I believe today we have some sound, Evan, of President Biden addressing some of these. The sound yesterday wasn't great, but let's hear a little bit about the job growth. Let's jump down into cut number 14, if you would, please, Evan.
Well, more than 9 million people were still out of work from the pandemic when I took office. Today, with the help of the people behind me, we're in a much better place. 10 million jobs created since we took office, a record for any administration in American history.
Let's keep going down the line. Number 15, a decade of infrastructure.
Here's another thing. My predecessor promised, and you heard it for 4 years, infrastructure week, seemingly every week for 4 years. But it never got done. It became a punchline when you talk about infrastructure week. Well, on my watch, we turned infrastructure week into the decade of infrastructure.
Boom. Let's hear a little bit more from President Joe Biden. Cut 16, please.
And it's going to ensure that the future is made in America. One of the bright spots around the country.
Incomes rising, cut 17.
And although it may not feel like it for everyone, people's incomes went up last quarter more than inflation went up.
America got a raise.
Yes. Just a couple more, and then we'll take your calls, 844-967-2789. But he recognizes it's been a rough few years for a lot of people, Cut 18.
It's been a rough few years for a lot of people I grew up with, hardworking Americans. For a lot of families, things are still tough. But there's some bright spots out there where America is reasserting itself.
And finally, let's do cut number 19, the economy.
Folks, continue to spend, but now a more stable pace than during our rapid recovery last year. Businesses continue to invest in America. Exports are up, which means we're making things here in America and shipping the products overseas instead of shipping jobs overseas and sending them back here.
Well, that all seems like good economic news, Tom, for the most part.
It certainly does. For the most part, I mean, that's obviously better than having a negative growth or a retraction or recession.
844-967-2789, airing of the Friday grievances. But if I have one with you, once again, I reserve the right to kick your ass off, CJ. So welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Not so much for Paul Pelosi. Do you have any prayers or thoughts for the speaker's husband and the political violence, you know, targeted towards him, CJ?
Yeah, it took this attack, but it was okay for the protesting of Supreme Court justices. Just like it was all of a sudden crime matters after January 6th, and all of a sudden the illegal border, the open border only matters after Martha's Vineyards for your Democrat Party. So, yeah, I hope he's okay, but now it matters because it's okay to threaten Supreme Court justices with your party and protest, even though it's illegal to do so. But, you know, I love listening to you trying to convince the voters that the economy and this president is doing a great job.
Just well, I don't have to convince them. You just said it, CJ. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789.
Let's not forget, CJ, what once again a Democratic administration had to inherit from a Republican administration. CJ, just look at history and look at the results. How many? What was the GDP when Donald Trump took office? What was employment when Donald Trump took office? Look at any of the statistics that you care about.
Well, actually,
as an economic gauge,
took office. He benefited from the 75 months of continuous growth under Obama.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes.
And then Trump saw a huge global pandemic, which he exacerbated by not taking seriously. And of course, just hoping it would stay in the blue states and only blue state people would die. That was kind of their plan, as I understand it.
Well, initially, until obviously, you know, virus doesn't give a damn what religion or political persuasion you are. That's the funny thing.
But
about
that was their
biology.
That was their political triangulation. They
sure. But at the end of the day, if you're you got to compare something to something. Hey, you know, this guy sucks. Well, compared to what? Compared to what? To what Trump did? What Trump
inherited?
The economy
under Trump
handled it, and what Trump left the new Democratic administration with? I mean, that the Trump administration is not a pillar of economic might. I mean, he ran this thing into the ground. He could have done things differently, and he chose not to. So, yes, his reaction, Donald Trump's reaction or lack of reaction to the pandemic, that it did certainly exacerbate things. And that's on him. And lots of people died. Lots of Trump supporters, lots of Republicans, lots of MAGA died because of Trump.
Yes, they did. Specifically, we've talked about those statistics. Then we also talked about the massive profiteering of the petrochemical companies.
Mm.
You posted some of that on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook. We're like everybody else. But Twitter, not so much.
That Devil Radio, baby, we're there.
Well, you're there more than I. Well,
we got to get those young kids. We got to get that Instagram page up.
Well, you and CJ can get a Twitter page together, perhaps. I just don't like cohabitating with you on Elon Musk's site anymore. Anyways, come back. Use the phone, 844-967-2789.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
Get ready for 2 weeks at the...
Let it slip, it, cough it, check. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
One, two, make you wanna...
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. I got to go after this, man. Cousin Joe rolling in from Detroit. It is scary movie night tomorrow after Obama ween. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 to 6. We will cover the former president here in Milwaukee. Let's get to a Tom from L.A. You are next. Happy Friday, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, or we the taxpayers are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, you know, you guys had a governor that used divide and conquer in the state. And the problem with it in rural America, until now civic media has been born, the only TV station you could get on basic cable was Fox News in the rural areas. I know because I'm from a town of 2,000, Wisconsin. Second, right-wing hate radio. That's all you get all day long. So hopefully now with civic media, it will give some people an opportunity to actually be free from the chains that hold them to the right wing. That's what I'm hoping, and I'm sure that's what you guys are hoping. But Scott Walker definitely went after the rural area in terms of educated or college educated versus college non-educated. You know, they did a good job at it, but that's what they did. And I know, you know, I've been in LA now for a very long time, and I'm still a rural guy from Wisconsin. That's who I am.
Tom, I'm going to cut you short only because I got some actual voters from Wisconsin I want to get to. Always good to hear from you, my friend. 844-967-2789. A new name, Bill from Blue River, Wisconsin, probably listening on WRCE. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, awesome. Welcome.
I understand that Elon Musk bought Twitter.
What do you think yes. about that? Are you a tweeter, Bill?
Great. He fired his top executives because they shunned Trump, and I hope that he buys your radio station and fires you.
Bill, if only he could. But here's
he will eventually. Good luck, my man.
Oh, back at you, Bill, but you can't buy me out, man. I got to be a willing seller, right? You can't buy what's not for sale. Thanks, though, Bill.
Let's just play with Bill for just a minute. Bill, appreciate it, man.
Bill hung up.
He couldn't take it. Bill, nice try. Try again. I'd really like to have a conversation with you. CJ's been getting so tired. 844-967-2789. Lynette from Minneapolis, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment when you have your right-wing guy CJ call in, he's saying, oh, well, it's okay when people protest a Supreme Court judge. Okay, protesting, way different than breaking into someone's house and putting someone in the hospital, hitting them with a hammer. And the thing is Democrats never, ever condone that. So, I mean, what is he talking about? It's Republicans are condoning, you know, violence. January 6th, CJ there, he's somehow saying January 6th is not something violent. I mean, watch any video of it. My God.
Lynette, you probably haven't spoken with CJ or heard CJ as many times as we do. You know what they do? They always just say, well, of course I condemn violence, but what about all the peaceful Black Lives Matter protests that look like they were violent events because of agitators? And yeah. I know they then turned around and said, and what about all the Antifa on January 6th? But the actual court cases have borne out. And Lynette, we now know that many of the Black Lives Matter protesters, quote unquote, were nothing as such. They were actually agitators, outside agitators. And as near as I can tell, all the January 6th people have been Trump supportive.
Yeah. So the violence comes from the right. So can they ever get that through their heads? My God.
I'm sure very good people on both sides, Lynette.
No. Well, this isn't a score. You know, this isn't a game. I mean, certainly there is violence from the left, and certainly it seems a whole lot more like violence from the right these days. But, you know, people can do crazy things for all sorts of reasons. The question is, which group, which political party, which philosophy, which persuasion is telling people, hey, let's work together, let's do it, you know, let's do the best for the most people that we possibly can, use the government for the general welfare of the people, as you know the Constitution says, versus tax cuts for the rich. And you know, if the fascist loses, then let's attack the Capitol and let's lie to everybody. And let's not forget, this is all based on lies, folks. It's been proven. They lost all their court cases.
Don't tell Bill,
except one, which had nothing to do with whether or not the votes actually mattered.
844-967-2789. Bill apparently very butthurt, Bill from Blue River, that you know, some damn libtards might get on his local radio station.
Yeah, come on,
Bill. Airwaves aren't entirely owned by the righty-whitey talk radio conservatives any longer. That stinks for some time.
I would really like to hear what Bill's thoughts. I mean, you know, Trump got kicked off of Twitter for a reason, right? Was that a justified reason? Do you think a president urging a mob to attack the Capitol and doing nothing for 3 hours while it happened, that's okay? You want that on your platform, Bill?
Apparently he does. He probably listens to Fox News and right-wing talk radio, I suspect. But now you got something better. There's an alternative,
you're
Bill. You just don't know you love us yet. Wisco Paul, I know you love us. That and Spotted Cow.
And we love you, Wisco.
Yeah, it's hard not to love you guys. A lot of hate in Bill's words there. I don't know. But happy Friday to you, boys.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, January 6th, to pick out one particular date, if they had found Nancy Pelosi, they would have killed her. And there's no doubt in my mind, or seriously injured her, one of the two, because Trump had them worked up into a frenzy. So, you know, I don't believe the Democrats have ever been involved in anything like January 6th or ever had a president that would gin up a crowd to go in and hang Mike Pence and kill Nancy Pelosi. Now, what happened in San Francisco, that's just sad. I mean, you can't really call it Fox News. You should just call it Fox. And right-wing radio, that's my grievance today, has a lot to do with what happened in San Francisco to Nancy's husband. Because you can hear it in CJ's voice and your last caller, Bill's voice. They out and out hate Democrats, and they won't listen to anything. It's kind of sad. But anyway, that's why I listen to you guys, because you guys are happy. Happy all the time.
Well, most of the time, we're going to see one more happy caller in today. Pizza Box Mike, give you like the last 30, man. Last word.
Hey, Mike.
What kind of a douchebag laughs about an 82-year-old guy getting hit with a hammer?
Well, his name is Clay.
Douchebag. Yeah, that would be, yes. And I think it should be fair for the listeners out there, since he's such a popular guy. You know, you guys call me Pizza Box Mike. My real name's Mike Dickman. His real name is Clay Tyler. We went to school together, didn't we, Clay? You're a total D-bag, dude. Call my show tomorrow. I dare you.
Tune in for Outside the Pizza Box right here on the Civic Media Network, noon on Saturdays. And don't forget Barack Obama, Obama-ween, with Don McCrude and Earl Ingram. You'll listen on the Civic Media app. Kicking off about 3, Obama to speak about 5.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248D.